from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 3 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman. Topping our report this hour, the Trump administration says it will partially fund the SNAP food aid program after judges ruled that payments must continue. That means grocery aid will resume for 1 in 8 Americans, though it has been delayed for millions already due to the federal government shutdown, and the amount beneficiaries receive will be reduced. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy has declared a state of emergency amid the attempt to suspend funding for the federal food aid program. A majority of likely New Jersey voters think the state is headed in the wrong direction. That's according to a recent Rutgers-Eagleton poll.
55% of likely voters say New Jersey's on the wrong track. Another 35% say the state's moving in the right direction, and 10% say they don't know. This gap between positive and negative outlooks on the state is at a large amount, with a sizable 20-point gap among likely voters.
Poll director Ashley Koning says while 2/3 of Democrats think the state is on the right track, 9 in 10 Republicans and 6 in 10 independents think it's on the wrong track. A New Jersey man who plowed his pickup truck through a fence into a crowd of people in Manhattan is found guilty of 4 counts of murder. Police say 46-year-old Daniel Hayden of Monmouth Junction killed 4 people and injured 7 others when he sped his truck into a crowd of people celebrating the 4th of July last year. Cops say Hayden was drunk at the time and was denied entry onto a party boat about a half hour earlier because security said he appeared intoxicated. Either online or in-store, holiday shoppers will be out in force this year.
Shoppers plan to spend just over $1,000 on gifts this season, a few bucks less than last year, but more than 2023. The Gallup survey finds even though Americans are less religious, at least 86% of consumers plan on buying gifts this year. Households earning less than 50 grand a year expect to cut their spending. Among higher income Americans, 23% now say they plan to spend more. I'm Rory O'Neill.
NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. Are you going to need an umbrella at the polls? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Through the remainder of this afternoon, clouds break, perhaps a lingering shower at the shore. Highs generally in the upper 50s. And for tonight, turning out mainly clear, it will become breezy. Temperatures falling off into the lower 40s. Tomorrow will be a blustery day. Despite plenty of sunshine, temperatures rising up to a high near 60 for the afternoon. More clouds and sun for Wednesday, breezy as well. We'll see highs generally in the lower 60s. Watch for a shower or two into Wednesday night, especially across northern areas. And for Thursday, trending colder, blustery once again. Clouds will break for some sun with temperatures falling back into the 50s for highs by Thursday afternoon. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm meteorologist Matt Benz.
Morristown, 57 degrees. Ewing, also 57. Turnersville, 55. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. New Jersey weather is brought to you by Center for Natural Health and Rehabilitation. Whether you're an elite athlete or just someone struggling with pain, Dr. Jody Serra at the Center for Natural Health and Rehabilitation cares about improving the function of your body. Go to lesspainbetterhealth.com to learn more.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.